When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. We out here in Manhattan with one of my favorite Brooklyn goons, fresh out the box, a drill historian. He's been around since the beginning of this New York drill. And so I'm very, very happy and excited to get his perspective on everything that's been going on. Envy Kane, a.k.a. Coca Jigga, in the building. How you feeling?
What's the word? Everything good?
Hey, man. I'm happy to tap in. I've been excited to meet you for a long time. How long you been actually home now?
I've been home probably like... I've been home since the 21st last month, so it was probably, let's say...
Basically a month.
Almost a month, yeah.
Wow.
Almost a month. Bro.
That's crazy. So, okay, when I'm talking to people about Brooklyn and everything, quite a few of them say, this dude basically like started New York drill or started Brooklyn drill. Like, what, from your perspective, how early were you? Who was doing it before you came out?
All right, from my perspective, it was more so... I mean, GS9 kicked the door down. They bought the shots.
Right, okay. Got it.
To Burrow. Into the city overall, you feel me? But like, from my perspective, after they got locked up, I started rapping like my first video, 2015, November. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I ain't really take it serious around that time, but because I was on a run from like parole at that time for whatever. So I was just rapping the rap, you feel me? But 2016 was when I got a buzz. Mm-hmm. So when I was catching my buzz, dudes like Ben Bino, he like the first dude from like Brooklyn who I've seen that after they got locked up, GS9 got locked up, the sound was kind of dimmer. Mm. A few of they like associates were still trying to keep it going for them, and then other people like I could say like Light Fever and Bando Black and them, and Ivo, they had like a I forgot the name of the song, but it was like 104 Tech or something. Like they had like a big buzz. 2605 had a big buzz. That's AR 26 AR, and they had like a big buzz as a whole at the time. Feel me? Then 22G's and them got a buzz as a whole because they got like different artists as Blicky's going too, you feel me? Mm. But for me, I caught my buzz like probably like September 2016 when I dropped the song Folks. And then, you know, me and somebody else was having like a rap going. That's what brought the fuel to Brooklyn. Like, on something like, oh, they got drill rap out there. Like, it's still going. Mm-hmm. For me, the dude I was going at it was G's Gasoline.
Right.
He was like having like a rap fuel musically. And he said something allegedly offensive that offended Chicago. Mm. You feel me? So Lil Mister and them dissed them.
Oh, okay.
So now technically this is real drill rap now because we got like a Chicago rapper actually getting involved into it now. They dissing, they don't even know him, but it's still for Lil Jojo.
And when you started making music, were you influenced by what was going on in Chicago, or was this purely just like, we got street politics going on, there's shit that we want to communicate, so we're just going to make some music about it?
Musically, I've been influenced by like, the elders like Jay-Z, Jada Kiss, Cassidy, Meek Mill's Fabulous, you know?
Right.
That's what my sound
you're
really
a talented from. Rapper. Like, when I actually watch your shit and, like, really dig deep, it's like you have a lot of stuff where it's obvious that you're not just making music to diss people.
Yeah. I mean, at one point in time, like, you know what it is? I'm just great at making disrespectful drill rap. Because I started disrespectful drill rap in New York. Like, I'm not saying people, I didn't start drill rap. Like I say, GS9 and other few individuals already had that sound. But the disrespect, like blatantly this, I'm smoking your friend, I'm the one who really did it the best disrespectfully, and I stamped it for me. And just, but anyway, so that's how that went. But so when I caught my buzz against with G's Gasoline, we was like bumping heads musically, and then whatchamacallit? You know, Mr. Dissed them, and then it turned into something. Mm. And now it's like it's like Big Op America versus Envy Kane and the Blickies musically. This is like some music for you. So we brought like the disrespect and like the Tutu started the UK sound with the beats. Mm. So we kind of like branded a different sound. Tutu and them got like dance moves because they're younger than us. So they like, you know, they like to vibe out sometimes. So when they used to do their videos, they had like certain dances that's kind of trademarked in the city without legitimately being trademarked.
Right,
like,
yeah.
To where like other individuals like Pop Smoke, 6ix9ine, all of them, they started doing it. Like, I won't say stealing it, but stealing it, you know what I'm saying? And remixing it in their own way. And
so there were dances that are like specific to certain gangs, but then you had somebody like 6ix9ine come out and just be doing the shit and not giving a f-
It wasn't no dances. It was like 2-2 G's and them was the only group of them and like 2605 was like the only two group of young people who, when they make drill music or just music, they had so much energy in their videos because they're young that they busting dance moves.
Yeah.
And now they doing so much signature dance moves in their videos when they go viral that other people who are rapping are like admiring their moves and doing it in their own way. And now it's turning into like, oh, New York drill rappers be having dances. If you notice.
And it's kind of like that's like a more fun, youthful version of the drill shit versus Chicago where everything's a little bit more serious and shit. Not to say that shit is not really going down out here, but it also had like a little bit more of a lighthearted side to it with the dancing and shit kind of.
Yeah, the dancing kind of brought more of a vibe. Like, see, our drill music, we like the second home, I believe, for drill music.
In America? Chicago. I agree, yeah.
Like, we stamped it. So, like, our sound more so kind of bring like a dance. It's disrespect. It's still got the authentic drill layout from Chicago because we obviously adopted it from them, you feel me? But like ours got more kind of like a vibe, a dance to it, or you know, a groove to it.
Definitely. So from your perspective, were you already locked up by the time Pop started really blowing up?
I got locked up December 2019 for the case I just came on from. I got locked up, and Pop Smoke already was having a buzz. He already dropped Meet the Wall, and you feel me?
Because Welcome to the party. He died December 2020, right?
If I'm not mistaken. I don't know when he died. I know he died 2020.
Or, so that wouldn't it's be December.
Probably February, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Because I was locked up when he died, though.
Okay.
Damn. But yeah, hell yeah. But
So did that, from your perspective in terms of this becoming so mainstream, do you think that Pop coming out, was that like a huge thing? Because he kind of brought like a different level of, you know, I don't know. He just had a completely different sound. And like when I came out here for Rolling Loud 2019, it was like, holy shit, that he had a couple songs that just completely set the city on fire.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Pop Smoke took it to a different level.
Yeah.
Like he made it international. Like, so even though everybody got their signature move they did for drill music in New York that made it what it is to this day. Everybody played a role, whoever made music. So I'm not taking that from nobody. But him, he took it to a different level internationally. You know what I'm saying? He blew up.
Right.
And now to this day, like, New York City got the sound like that because, like, it went to a different level.
Mm. Were you the first New York drill rapper to get on Zach TV?
Nah.
Who else had it before you?
I would think it would be the Blickies. Nah,
it's Blicky. They did before.
They were the first ones. Zach TV came. I was locked up when they did it. That's why I wasn't there.
Did it feel like you were part of just like a crazy ass moment in New York rap history? Because all of a sudden you just have so much politics playing out and people are making YouTube videos and trying to dissect this shit and everything. Yeah. Like, it just must have felt like a crazy time to be coming out.
You know what it is with me? Like, you know, I always wanted to be a rapper as a kid, but I never like pursued it because I was in the street.
Mm.
But when I really first started rapping, I never thought like it would be like no attention. I didn't do it for attention because I hate the attention part of rap. I just like the money and the benefits, you know what I'm saying? But like, I didn't know it was going to be like this. I never would have thought. But when I first started seeing like how I get attention or how people see me, or I got to like kind of move more discreet, catching views, I'm getting gaining notoriety. It was hard to adjust to. To this day, it's still hard to adjust to.
But so, okay, were you already like fully in a bunch of drama and bullshit in the streets when you started rapping, or did that shit become a lot worse as a result of the rapping?
All I know is this, whatever is supposed to be, whatever it is before rap.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying to you? While I've been rapping, I just been rapping. Don't believe a lot of this shit you see in these raps, but half these raps. You know, the industry is not what it's perceived to be. You know what I'm saying to you? So even with us, musically, like, a lot of people just be rapping. A lot of people don't even know each other. You know what I'm saying to you?
Right.
But the ones who do know each other, if you know, you know. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's that. You know what I mean?
Because you were really, like, outside. Like, in a lot of that old hood vlog footage and everything. And it's just really how it is in New York. And this is very, very foreign to a lot of people. Like, when I look at L.A. dudes and shit, they just don't really, like, hang out outside their crib to the extent that people in New York do. Because in New York, you have these big-ass, giant apartment complexes and projects and shit. And so it's like, people don't really want to be sitting in the crib all night, every night. You're posted up on the park benches and stuff. So it's, like, very easy to imagine how street situations could play out. Like, you are out there available for shit if people want to get into. And, like, you're doing vlogs in the hood talking about this shit. And it's, like, open opportunity for people to do something to you. Like, that's a lot more dangerous than the way that a lot of people in Chicago and LA are living, to be totally honest.
I didn't look at it like that though, but see, New York is, I say, is unique because it's like, you know, we got a lot of cameras, we got a lot of like, it's like, this is like real expensive. It's like an expensive state, I feel like. So it's like, when it comes to the streets, it's like, it's like you gotta really be a person who knows what's going on and how to conduct yourself to stay alive and stay alert out here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, but if it's not that, man, you know, you could just live your life, man. Everybody be outside, especially right. summertime. It's about to get lit. Yeah. I know I'm gonna be outside. I'm always outside, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
You don't feel like you're too hot of a commodity to be outside like that? Like
when I say outside, I mean like not particularly on a block, but like basically like traveling, moving around, showing face, you know what I mean? Like enjoying myself without too much limits, you know what I'm saying?
So somebody like you who's all wrapped up in this Brooklyn shit, you can come to Manhattan and it feels like you're on vacation, like you're in a totally different world.
To me, whenever I'm in New York City, I'm perfectly comfortable. I don't feel uncomfortable. I don't live my life out of fear. I believe in Allah. I'm good. Man, okay. You know? Does, I'd be blessed.
Do you feel like you're actually really kind of removed from a lot of the shit that you used to be in because you just went and sat down for 5-6 years, whatever? Then you come back. It's like a lot of the shit that was going on when you were like you're not as young as you were. Yeah. It's like a totally different generation.
Yeah, it is.
Does it feel like? It's like, you know, you're not as like controversial as you might have been before?
Nah, I don't really feel like that. I know with me, a lot of my fans kind of know my story because mm-hmm. I kind of like certain things that's real and not real is on the internet. So if you know, you know. So it's like with me, I don't need to be controversial. Controversy sells, but that was never my gimmick. I was just being me. You know what I'm saying to you? I'm mm-hmm. continuing to still be me. So like I'm talented without me having to say it. You know, my little repertoire, whatever I have, speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's nothing for me to get in my bag. I just tell people, just leave me alone while I'm home. Let me just make my music. Don't bother me because I ain't bothering nobody. You know, people know when I get mad, I get mad. And then that's when I start bugging. So to avoid that, let's just make music and live our life. You know what I'm saying?
But do you feel like being gone for 5 years that you kind of got your head screwed on straight a little bit where you don't want to live your life the way, like when you look at your prior rap career, were you just a hothead that was wilding out and you look at that like, damn, I gotta find like a new way to exist. I can't just be going back and doing all the old I used to do.
Definitely. Like me, I've been locked up before, but I just went to the feds too. So the feds kind of really sat me down and really matured me. I was around individuals and doing things to better myself mentally. So it was like, the way I think now, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't really want to be promoting no kind of violence to nobody or putting myself in no predicaments where I have to promote violence because I'm still me at the end of the day.
Right.
I just know how to make better decisions before it happened. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Word.
Definitely. So, okay, I initially found out about you. I was not as tapped into the Brooklyn drill scene at the time. It was when this video basically comes out because you got to realize I wanted to sign ABG Neil at one point. He ended up actually getting signed by Johnny Shipes. But then all of a sudden this video comes out of him getting the dog beat out of him by a rapper. Then I start going backwards and doing my history and realizing like, oh, okay, this dude's actually like lit in New York. And I find out how that happened. But you didn't even know, dude, right? You just like, it was strictly kind of like an internet thing because he's dissing where you're from or where you represent?
It's like, before I would have never spoken this because I leave whatever in the street.
But you already did your time.
But I just did time for it. So right. It's like, I don't want no recognition for it, but my fans wouldn't know why I'm locked up. They was confused seeing so much shit on the internet. I'd rather them really hear from me, you know what I mean? And it's like, I ain't never know him at all. I ain't no son at all, you heard? Like, son. I just see him in videos with certain people and I'm seeing him doing certain kind of disrespectful things. So I'm like, who the fuck is this? I ain't paying him no mind. And I ran into him in the studio, me just recording in the new studio. And I was happy to meet him. Like, I'm happy to meet you. I always, like on some fans, like, yo, I'm happy to meet you. Because I've been seeing you on the internet being real disrespectful. Like, how you know me? Like, I don't know you, whatever. We had words, whatever it is. Eventually he got his ass whooped and he got a chain taken. It ain't about the chain. Nobody needs the chain. Nobody is getting bread. Is fortunate, you know what I'm saying?
But so when you're having that conversation with him in the studio, was he trying to stand on his shit or did he immediately trying to recant all his GDK shit or whatever he
was saying? Yo, believe it or not, on some real shit, I'm a very strategic person. Like I have my whole discovery in paper form and I have videos of the actual incident, like the real incident, like before what y'all see on camera, that's not what happened though. Like the actual change, I have, like this is, I just did time for, you know, I got to pay lawyer. I got everything.
Right.
So, like, I'm saying, like, with him is, like, I ain't know something. For me, I seen something in the studio. All right, we exchanged words. He was basically trying to tell me, like, yo, I thought y'all was, like, whatever he is, we didn't agree with them. I'm like, yo, I don't even know you. He's like, you know me? He's like, no, I don't know you. I'm like, you know any of my people? So, like, nah. He like, so I'm like, yo, so why you GDK then? Like, why you being so... He like, oh, nah, because I thought y'all were. I'm like, what? So now he see my peoples coming out the session. I didn't even know my peoples was there already waiting. So it's a lot of us in here. It's like six, seven of them. No, it's like six of them there too. They eating Chinese food. For me, the element of surprise is everything. When they see you, they're like, oh, shit. Like, oh, coconut. It wasn't like they scared, but you know, the element of surprise. So I'm like, all right, boom, we be talking. So I'm talking to my son, who's supposed to be cool with his people. He's like, yo, look, I got one of your peoples here too. Look, you see? He's like, oh, so how are we supposed to be not agreeing with your peoples if somebody who's associated with your kind of people is here with me? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, so you, G. And to me, I felt like he was on some, like, trying to really stand on it. Like, instead of him, that's a moment right there. You see, I have the upper hand. That's why I got to give him some kind of, like, credit. Like,
right.
You didn't, like.
You didn't just totally roll
You didn't just be like, nah, bro, nah, he was a skit. You know what I'm saying? I give you that. You know what I'm saying? But this is, your credit is shot after this. Because now it goes, oh, all right, yeah. So something like, I'm asking my, yo, so you GDK, bro? Like, this is my last time I asked you. Like, before I go to my session, like, my man's like, what? I'm like, yo, chill. He like, I'm saying if y'all, it sounds like he's trying to, like, say, like, I'm assuming he was going to say, I'm saying if is what I'm jacking, K, then, you know what I'm saying? He like, if y'all don't agree with what I am, then, yeah. But he didn't get a chance, so I just ran in his mouth. But when I hit him, I had like a bag of fool me, so the bag of fool hit him too. And that just started like a whole f***ing brawl. You know what I'm saying? Right. But I ain't even participating in the brawl. I'm like, yo, get the chain. Because now I got to get the chain now. You know what I'm saying? I have to take your chain.
That's the mission?
No, no. This have to come with me now because even this little bum ass chain. This is just for the record. Like, yo, look, if you don't got no real partner with us in the street, because he obviously say he don't know us.
Right.
This is all some internet shit, basically. That's how I'm taking it. Like, you just... What people that you assume I don't get along with and you trying to be down with them, dropping the same signs as them. Now when they catching you in the street, you don't got that same energy, but you still trying to stand on whatever you was putting up there. I give you that.
Right.
You got to, Chappelle. Like, Chappelle, you got to get, right. Feel me? I had to. Give me the chain, boom, boom. Feel me? Whoever took the chain, whatever. Feel me? Boom. Get away. We run into him outside as we're getting in the cars to like try to drive away and shit like that. Session. I'm not even going to this.
Right.
As I'm getting in the car, see, he's running out the back door. Like, obviously trying to flee the scene from in the building because the incident happened in the studio. Get it? Like, in the lobby of the studio. So now we take the chain, little barbecue, we leave out. We get outside, see him. While we driving over, my man see him running out the back door. You know, niggas get out the car, start jumping. Blah, blah, blah. It's like a part two.
Of what okay. Now, so what we saw in the video was a part two. Okay.
Get it? So, boom. I get him. All his mans was with him. They are not dead anymore. They're probably in the studio still because we immediately evacuated the premises by going to get in the car trying to get away. You know what I'm saying? We just beat this shit out.
Right.
This is regular. This is like some regular, like, this is not, to me, this is not even a crime. This is like some street shit. Like, two street people running into each other, have words, instead of us shooting each other.
And because most of the dudes that you beef with in your life are probably not the type who are going to go call the cops, right?
You understand what I'm saying to you? I don't have beef with nobody, but anybody from the street who live by a certain code or criteria in life would never, ever even think to call the cops. Yo, I'm so nervous. You could hurt your leg in front of me and you have to call the ambulance. Like, I will, excuse me, miss, can you call the ambulance for me? Like, I cannot be on the phone. You get it? Like, that's how, not say institutionalized, but how structured I am to the street code. I'm not saying I'm some super street, but I just believe in what I believe in. I assume whoever's operating like me out here or commonly moving like they on what I'm on, I'm assuming you're going to move like that too. So we get outside, whatever they jump up. I'm just recording for the archives. Like, I'm going to record this for the guys later on. I ain't going to post no shit out. I don't know, somebody else with me is recording too, you feel me? Whatever, we get away. Long story short, I see this on the internet the next day, you feel me? I'm like, oh,
shit. So you guys didn't put it out, or?
No, somebody put it out, but that's neither here nor there, you feel me? Eventually, now, I feed into it too. I also shares the video, and I speak on it too, because it's out now.
Because you made it the intro to the music video too, right?
No, I didn't do that.
Oh.
I'm gonna tell you. Okay. So, boom. That comes out. I'm like, oh, shit. That's on the internet. I've been in jail before. I'm like, damn, this probably look crazy. Man. This shit probably look worse. That's like, we two rabbits. I don't like this. No, I find out who leaked it, whatever, whatever. I fed it to it once it was up there, though, so I can't say like it's nobody's fault. You know what I'm saying? We all play that role, you feel me? Whatever. I don't see something on the internet regular shit, for me. I'm hearing a little street shit. I'm not really paying this shit on mine, you feel me? Because it's like some normal shit. I was just on the internet saying, like, yo, like, this what happens to people who don't got beef with us. Like, if you're not GDK, like, don't do this, because this what happened with the change. Boom. But I never put my face to the chain, you know what I'm saying? So when I said that, I'm like, so boom. Son, like, yo, long story short, like 2 weeks later, Oh, a week after that, I did a song with Tutu already before all of this. Mm-hmm. So now, it's called Revenge at the time. So I go to the studio like a week later. Tutu let me hear his project. We vibing, bro shit, regular shit. We make a song. I mean, we make another song. He like, yo, let's shoot a video. I'm like, yeah, let's shoot the video to that word. We shoot the video, like in the studio. Now, of course, I don't know. This Tutu song, I'm just right. on it, you get me? But it's the hype at the time too. World star, shit is everywhere. I see you all talking about it now. Like,
right.
Like, does he really have a cane? Not knowing that they had a cane, what the whoever was with him had a cane.
Right.
So part disarmed him. That part was a part of the brawl, but like,
okay.
Like nothing I thought about, but right. when it hit the blog, it looked like
it makes sense. Funny that that's what, that was what our shit. Reaction was, because in my head, it's not a cane; it was like a crowbar or like a pipe or like was it a cane?
It was an actual cane.
Okay,
and then I started thinking I should walk around with a fucking cane now. So really, like, but anyway, that's the idea. I'm just talking shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he goes whatever. I see the video come on with Tutu. I'm like, oh. Put the shit in the front of it. I can't get mad at him though, because it's probably the hype of the time. Mm. But the video didn't get to go too viral anyway, because when you push it like that in front of the video, it puts the over 18.
Right. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
I didn't even know. That's how you know I don't got nothing to do with that.
Right.
But you feel me? I ain't disagree, but I didn't agree. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So whatever. I see some go live like, yo, I'm telling a story tonight. And when he go live, if nobody knows what happened to you, right? Why are you on the internet saying we jumped you and oh, we had to do this. Nobody want to fight you one-on-one. He's saying my name. Let's fight for money. Tutu, let's fight for money. Why mm-hmm. are you doing all that? If you're saying cops, he's saying in the you can go to YouTube right now. He went live. Right. ABG gets jumped live. He's saying like, yo, the feds is watching. The cops is watching. Like, y'all making it hot, bro. That's cool, but why are you saying our names just in the video?
Right.
People in the comments like, yo, log off, man. Like, that's already, if you a street, you're supposed to be whatever you are. You can't be on the internet like, not admitting, but like, you know, you're kind of like adding to, giving detail, basically confirming that these individuals listen to you. Now, I'm not saying he's a rat for that.
But did you say he called the cops? Or are you saying he just went on live and aired out what happened?
I'm about to break it down. Okay. Boom. And that happened. Boom. Well, I don't even know that. I got an open gun case at the time. You feel me? I'm on bail at the time. So I got caught that same month. Well, I go to court. When I go to court, I get rearrested when I go to court by another precinct for this case. And I see people who was allegedly there with me, dead. So I'm like, what the f***? We all in the prison, we getting charged. Secret indictment, ABG mail, this something. I'm like, what the f*** for a fight?
Right.
Hell no. Whatever, I ain't paying no money. They remand me, leave me in jail. I don't get no bail. During the pandemic, I get locked up December 2019. I'm in jail, no bail. Mm. I get a bail April, boom. I bail out June 1st, boom. $500,000 bail. When I come home, now I get my discovery and shit. In my discovery, I start seeing the 911, my lawyer come, I start seeing he got 911 calls saying like, yo, he don't know who did it to him, he's bleeding, all that. It's all on the internet too, man. I got it all in Gmail, you feel me? I'm just not a whack. Like, I don't want to get clout off of him. I don't want to get clout off of me. Mm-hmm. I just want people to know the actual story, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, bro? Like, I'm a real individual who stick to what I believe in. Uh-huh. When you don't stick to what you say you believe in, people have to know about this to warn people to never do what the fuck he did, mm-hmm. because you stop blessings by, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
by
yeah.
not playing the streets right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I should have knew better. He from Sunset. No disrespect for nobody from Sunset, but like, you tell me what you got. I'm from Brownsville. You don't want to be with me.
So, right.
So anyway, like, he goes, anyway, like, yo, I get locked up, but I bail out. I find out in the statement, like, yo, I got the papers here too. I'll pull it up, let you read it and everything.
Okay.
Yo, 8 people jumped me. They took my phone, such and such, such and such, such and such from me. I don't know who it is, but check the cameras. That's cooperating.
Mm.
Get it?
So he didn't have to say your name. And
you don't got to say my name.
Okay.
You know it's beyond footage.
And especially then you combine that with—
let them do their work.
You combine that with the live, where he's being more specific,
plus
right?
Plus the live, plus when I couldn't went on the internet and said, yo, like, let them do their work. Like, if I got locked up or if the state picking it up because we on camera.
Yeah.
Let them, I'm cool with that. That's my mistake. No. Yo, bro, dude, the victim is saying it's alley-oop, yo, go check the camera. I don't know who it is, but it's 8 people.
It takes an additional level.
It's 8 of us.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
If you get your chains hooked like that, it takes an additional level of resolve to not snitch on it, because if you want to file the insurance claim, you're going to need a police report. So maybe in his head, he's thinking, well, I'm not going to say who did it, but I'm going to say that it got taken like this, so I'll be able to get the insurance money. I don't know if he was actually advanced enough in his head that he was thinking about insuring it, or if it was even worth enough to insure. But
nah, it wasn't worth enough. That shit was enough, like, man. didn't even get.
Because he's at the very beginning of his rap career. I'm assuming he doesn't have a 20,000.
He was a viral. I used to just see him. I didn't understand this. Out of all the people in the world, if I'd have so-called ran into somebody that I so-called had problems with, it wouldn't have turned out like that. It'd have been what it's supposed to be.
Right.
All right. Everybody gets caught lacking if you're in the street at some point in time. Everybody knew you can't just be in point all the time. You try to prevent these shits from stopping by, you know, being aware, staying alive, and staying alert.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't blame him for lacking. It happens. Mm-hmm. It's about what you handle after that with the law.
Right.
You don't assist the law by saying, yo, 8 people dropped me, took this, that, and that for me. I don't know who it is, but check the cameras. I got the paper. I'm going to make you read. Yo, I'm going to pull it out on camera. I swear to God, because I don't want anybody thinking I'm capping.
I believe you, but.
Like, I really want you to be able to be like, yo, yeah, I seen on my own 2 eyes. Like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? And this is not that serious, but if I'm talking about it, I want people to really see, like,
okay.
It ain't no cap in my rap, you feel me? So that happens, whatever. I see, like, damn, this. So I'm fighting a case. I come home, I drop Target Practice, one of my lit songs during the pandemic, June 1st, I come home, I'm going crazy. I'm hitting certain people up who I see who associate with them. Yo, your man telling on me, show me the paperwork. I can't show you, but I'm fighting a case. All right, well, until you show me, I can't jack him. Even some of his people stop with him. That's cool.
Mm.
But like, gang, this is telling, bro. Like, I got 6 codees right now.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying to you? 2 people, they said they never caught. Like, you know what I'm saying to you? Like,
right.
You know, they're going to make me. I already got jail history. Plus, I'm the rapper. It happened to school. You know they're going to make sure I get...
And New York goes extra hard on drug
at this time, they're trying to show me, like, you're going to do time. I get 5 years for this case.
Because I feel like the New York cops, A, they have just way more resources and way more actual cops. And then they're looking at Chicago. They're seeing what has happened in Chicago. Yeah. And they're like, we definitely need to, like, come down on this. Because New York and Brooklyn has a crazy history of anybody who starts seeing motion... Cops are going to find a way to get them out of here over and over and over.
Especially if you're from a Pacific area that's so-called allegedly a part of something. And then, you know, they trying to make sure they make example to y'all. You feel me? I'm a person who don't commit crimes. I'm not a part of nothing. I'm just an individual who make music, you heard?
They don't believe that. Even the Bobby shit. Like, he blows up and then they end up going back in time and getting him for a bunch of little, like, relatively minor shit that happened before he was lit. You know?
I mean, shit, at the end of the day, I salute them because ain't none of them telling the indictment. Bobby swear to them. So.
But
I salute them for
no,
that.
No, big,
that's some real shit. You know what I'm saying?
But I remember seeing.
Besides that, I don't know nothing else.
Like when I started to see ABG Neal, I wasn't thinking of him as some super gangster dude. And then I remember they did that remix with Chef and them. And then I'm kind of like, oh, okay. Like he's going to play ball like this. Like he's going to be in the videos with these guys and he's going to be.
Cool.
Which has got to be really tempting because when you're lit as a rapper, we see this over and over. As soon as you're lit as a rapper, look at the 6ix9ine shit. Like it's very tempting to just like. Get co-signed by that shit for protection and for the look of it to the people. And that, I think, might have been the problem. Because it's like, if he had kind of kept his image a little bit more neutral, then he probably wouldn't have ended up in the situations that ended up
happening. I got 2 free Leo, free Gotti time ticket. My other 2 quarterfinals still locked up.
Oh, really?
One of my other ones is home, too.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying to you? Like, there's people in jail who can't take care of their family. Not saying like I'm saying they innocent, but like,
right.
Bro, you don't do that when we in the street.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If the Lord catch up to us, let them catch up to us. Don't. Us aiding the system, you see?
But right. Look,
anyway, more times 11 for the ounce, I'm back at small downs, back at the ranch. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I just want people to know, like, I ain't got no problem with son. I just don't agree with what son did. That was foul.
Mm.
You sat a real down. That ain't gonna stop my shine because I'm one of a kind. But I'm just saying, like, let's make it clear. You didn't do nothing, stand up, you feel me? And the world gotta know you're a f-ing rat.
Mm.
And I don't agree with no rats. No man should be in jail. Only rats and people who tell belong in jail. Anybody else belong free. I don't care if you're a rival. I don't care who you are, old, young. You belong free.
Mm.
You don't belong in jail. You get what I'm saying to you?
Because you've been in that situation. You know how bad
nobody,
it is.
That shit is not for nobody. That shit is a whole system that's meant to tear humanity down. You get what I'm saying to you?
Mm.
And anybody who agree with that is a fucked up individual. So you putting people in jail, assisting them, you know what that leads to that. You're a fucked up individual. You know what I'm saying? That's
the idea. Okay, I did an interview with his homie, Crime Life Cass, who he was rapping with at the time, who I believe was actually already locked up by the time that you got into the situation with him. But he told me that they basically fell out and their friendship got ruined because of the fact that Cass said he was so let down by Neal getting caught lacking in that situation that he almost like couldn't believe it. Like I don't even think he mentioned the whole snitching element to it, or I don't know if that was like something
nobody knew.
Right, so that wasn't really out there at the time, but he was basically telling me that he was so let down by Neal getting caught lacking in that situation. Now, do you view it like that? Like, did he really commit a mortal sin by being in that building without necessarily being able to protect himself? Or
nah, I feel like he
didn't. Because that could happen to anybody, right?
Dude, that shit could happen to anybody. Or I done been put in situations too before, you know what I'm saying? There's all kind of shit on the internet. People act like they punch me. They threw a slushie in my face driving. I go through shit. I'm a rapper. I'm popular. Right. I'm outside. That happens when you're outside.
You know, New York, you see the rappers getting into situations like this way more than most parts of the world.
Because like, New York is more is more like
condemned. It's a little fishbowl. Like, you just are going to see a fool. Like, we could walk outside right now and we're going to see 200 people within five minutes.
Somebody just walked by and was just waving at me. I swear to God.
Right.
While we were just talking to them. Like,
this is New York City. Right there. There's outside, like the tiniest sliver of a window where
you
can't
hide in New York unless you're inside. So if you're outside, there's no hiding. You know what I'm saying?
That's Nah, that's just crazy. But okay, so from your perspective though, being locked up throughout this time, like you were locked up all through COVID and everything. Like,
yeah, so what happened was, I bailed out for that June. I got locked up December 19th for the ABG Neal case. I bailed out June 1st, 2020. Uh-huh. When I bailed out, I came, I was home. July 2021, the feds locked me up for a gun case while I'm out on bail for the ABG Neal case, whatever, Atlanta case. My co-defendants, Coach the Ghost, we didn't know we was co-defendants. We wound up catching the fed case while we was outside, you feel me? So, boom, I'm in the feds now. So I sat in jail during the pandemic for like six, almost 7 months, bailed out for the ABG Neal case. I go to the feds. While I'm in the feds, I do 27 months in there. I go from the feds to the state. They ran my cases concurrent. If I take 5 years right now, they'll run it with the fed time. It'll count as one time, including the time I did before. I said, perfect. I'm jacking that. So I did that. So I did my fed time. I did my state time. You don't do 5 years out of 5 years. You probably do like four years, you know, whatever it is. You feel me? And that's how I was, you feel me? That's how I came home. I did the rest of my time in the state. I came home from the state. So I had a different learning experience with jail. Like, I don't glorify jail, but if you don't learn, if you don't learn from the predicaments, if you don't network on some positive shit in the predicaments, you're going to keep going back to that, you feel me? And I got a lot going for myself. And I got different, like, things in my head that I want to, plans that I got that I didn't get a chance to lay out yet because of my street shit. So I ain't really on no street shit. I just want to make music, you feel what I'm saying? That's what I love and that's what I'm on.
Yeah, you know? You did. You seem like you came back with a little bit of a different mentality. Like even when I'm hearing you talk about people you used to have problems with and everything, it's like, it sounds like you don't really want to keep pushing that shit, even though, you know, you obviously are standing on.
You know what it is? I'm me at the end of the day. I'm Coca Jigga, Coca Armstrong, Coca Master Flex, Coca T. Washington, Coca F. Kennedy, Coca Boo Boo. I Can't Breathe. Whoever you want me to be, I'm them. Just make sure it's Coca involved. But I'm not no, I'm an understanding individual. I live with morals and principles. You feel what I'm saying to you? We all make mistakes. I did things in my life. I don't regret nothing I did, you heard?
Right.
But however, I'm going to stand on whoever I am to this day. I'm just could control my own environment. I try not to like put out bad energy no more now that I've done this time and I'm trying to focus on music. Nah, if something come my way, of course, I'm going to deal with it. Don't diss me. I'm going to wire you up. Don't play with me. You know what I'm on. But besides that, I'm trying to just stay out the way and live life.
You got to feel kind of limited in what you can say and do as compared to like all the new rappers coming out where they ain't had cases and shit yet. Like when you see the young dudes making videos with guns in the videos and stuff, all I think is like, okay, they haven't had to deal with the law yet. So they feel comfortable doing this at this point.
They're not experienced. I know by when I watch a video, because I don't be knowing all the new rappers and shit now, but when I watch a video, I could tell like, he got some kind of experience by his lyrics, how he's moving, how he carries himself with his dress, you know what I mean? Judgment is everything. First impression is everything. You feel what I'm saying to you?
Right.
So I see by presentation, like what I'm dealing with, these young dudes, they don't give a f- all over the world. They don't give a f-. They will kill you out here. So I know that. I respect young people, older people. I don't give a f-.
So are you interested in seeing like all the up and coming drill rappers and street rappers, or does it feel like this is just the same shit over and over?
I support all drill rap because that's where I came from. I'm not a drill rapper. I'm a real rapper. You know what I'm saying? That's why I consider myself a lyricist. You know what I mean? Versatile. But I know I'm very good at drill rapping. So I respect the culture, you feel me? And I like what I'm saying. It's a different sound. Maybe because I'm older, I can't really relate to like all the other boroughs making music. But I respect it. They doing their thing, you feel me? I know me, though. What I got cooked up for them is different right now. So what I'm about to give them is, feel me, quality.
Because, okay, Brooklyn versus Bronx drill. I feel like the Bronx threw a totally different spin on it. They got the really rough vocals. They rapping fast as the beats are totally different. Meanwhile, you go back six, 7 years to some of the shit that you came up with is like back when you were coming out, it's a lot closer to like traditional style rap or even Chicago drill, which is like now a lot of the shit from the Bronx, I feel like it's a totally different genre. Like you need to slow it down and put the lyrics on the screen. Kids really do this. They upload a version with it slowed down with the lyrics so that people can pick out exactly what they're saying. It's like a totally different thing. Like, do you appreciate these developments?
That's smart. Shit, they smarter than us. Shit, they more marketable than us. You feel me? We came out, we was really thugging, really rapping, like really outside, really rapping somebody's story, even if it's not your story, it's somebody's real story that you gonna relate to. These young, I'm not saying they're not talking some real shit, but they shit more of a like, it's more of a bounce, and it's a yell. Mm-hmm. It's like only they understand. I respect it though, because that shit lit for me, and I feel some of it, no Freaky, no Diddy. But at the same time, it's like, you know, I respect the culture.
Hey, that's a New York.
I just want the culture to grow.
Diddy's a New York legend.
Yeah,
you can't take his New York legend card away from him.
Nah, I ain't taking it, man. He's even more traditional now. No Diddy.
He's more of a legend now.
Gotta stamp that. It's too much shit going on out here, man.
Yeah, bro, that's crazy. Boy. All right, so taking it back in time a little bit, I ended up, you know, as I'm doing my Googles about you and everything, I realized that back in the day, you had issues with my friend Paparazzi Poe. So I tap in with Poe. I gotta hit you with this whole thing. I say to him, what should I ask MV Kane about?
Yeah.
He proceeds to hit me with a whole list of a bunch of messy ass shit. And then I say, so do you still, like, you really got issues with him still or not? And he said, I'm going to be real with you. Like, I'm over it. If he's going to be cool about it, I'm going to be cool about it. Like, I don't want to act like I'm provoking shit, because he ended up saying, like, it's really like water under the bridge. I got respect for him. It is what it is. And he acknowledged that you at one point helped him out in a very serious situation and made sure that he got home safe. And he said that he has never really publicly talked about that because of cases in the past or whatever. He didn't want to put too much out there.
Okay.
This all sound familiar?
Yo, all I know is that my name, I barely know how to spell my name, bro. Uh-huh. My first name. So I don't really know. I don't know. But I know this, though. I'm going to tell you this, though. I'm going to tell you this. I ain't got no problem with Pope, man. You know what I mean?
He makes it sound like y'all started drill rap damn near.
No.
Or that your beef was like extremely formative for the genre.
I don't have beef with nobody, and I didn't start no drill rap.
Past beef.
No, I didn't start no drill rap.
Okay.
And Poe wasn't around me for none of that. You know what I'm saying? You Poe wasn't around me for like no real street shit going on. You know what I'm saying? I don't know Poe like that. I've been around Poe probably 5 times in my life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Studios, musical shit. It wasn't like no, you know what I mean? On the block, hanging friends in the crib. Hell no. Mm-hmm. I don't know that man like that. I ain't got no problem with that man, but he not where I'm from. He from the Bronx. You feel me? I'm from Brooklyn. Like, you feel me? If we know each other from different boroughs, that's going to be locked in our own way. I don't know, son. You feel me? But I did a song with son. We made some songs. Had a fallout. Left it like that. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Okay. So, no hard feelings?
Nah, I ain't got no problem with Popo. He good, man. I hope he doing good. I hope he all right. I be seeing him on the internet. I just seen some little shit. He was talking about me and this shit, but I didn't even get to click it.
Oh, okay.
I just see, like, all right. You feel me? He doing this thing. He alive. So that matters.
Respect. Where are you at with 2GGs? You talked to him since you got home?
I ain't got no problem with none of my people. We locked in. I'm not saying we be around each other every day. We in different stages, but no, we good. You feel me? Me and 2GGs, we ain't got no problem. We sturdy. You feel me?
Definitely.
On my side of the fence, me and my peoples, we stamped.
Okay.
You feel me? We just don't try to like, we not like everybody else, man. We don't do shit for the internet and shit no more. We not on that no more. We on some regular, you know?
Mm-hmm. You trying to move a little bit differently?
Just let the music speak for itself.
Right.
They know. If you don't know who I am, go tap in on social media. Go to Google, MV Kane. You're going to see what's going on. I'm not saying I'm nobody crazy. I'm not saying I'm nobody regular. I'm just saying, when you mention that, I'm either him or one of them. Tap in. I got 96 videos, man. I've been rapping since 2015. They know what's going on. Independent.
And so basically, explain this Atlanta situation, because you got into a situation with someone and they ended up getting your phone and basically like deleting your social media and all your music videos?
Nah, yo. This is what happened in Atlanta. In Atlanta, whatever happened in the streets got nothing to do with me. All I know is that something happened streetwise and somebody was on me that I don't have nothing to do with. Like, I'm just like, I guess, guilty by association.
Okay.
Like, on some, like, not no crime, like, no shooting shit happened. No, but I'm saying, like, something in the street happened and I got nothing to do with it, which I found out later on. But originally, I didn't know that this was happening when it happened. So, something happened streetwise where, oh, shit, like, when I woke up in my hotel room and I left and I came back, all my shit is empty. My laptop, my YouTube logged in it, all my merch, my Forever Situated sweaters, my jeans, clothes, you know what I mean? Little weed, had like a pound of weed in there, you know what I'm saying? Half a pound of weed, I mean. Half a pound of weed, a couple of dollars in there. Feel me? All kind of crazy shit, whatever. They took it. You feel me? I'm like, what the fuck took my money? And I got a few of my guys was like in the same hotel. So they don't remember. They don't know. I mean, I remember. They don't know what's going on. We all confused. Fast forward, I see that shit on the internet. Just like y'all do, like, oh, niggas taking over my Instagram and all kind of shit. I don't know who it is. You feel me?
Were they trying to extort money out of you or they were just doing it to fuck with you?
Shit. They realized that he's a rapper. He lit. Oh, when they robbed me, it's obviously it's not nothing personal with me. I don't know who the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's the first time I ever been victimized. Like, what the fuck? Like, somebody actually, like, burglarized me.
And you can't do shit about it. Yeah, but what are you going to do? This shit.
I didn't catch my jewelry and shit like that. So,
but you can't do anything about it because it's like, what the fuck are you going to do when somebody's doing this? Like, you don't know where they're You don't know
There's
how
no
you
cameras. Right. Hotel's a nice resort. It's a nice, it's so sweet. It's sweet. So they don't got like no real surveillance. Yo, they just shit is crazy. So whatever. My people was out there. They know what's going on. But anyway, yeah, that's how I have it and shit. So I was like,
damn. But was that kind of debilitating for your career to have all these? Like, you probably had videos with millions of views.
They deleted all my videos. Hell yeah. I couldn't even get them back.
Wow.
Word. They deleted. As I said, I shot 96 videos. I got probably 82 videos up right
you
now.
re-uploaded all the old shit?
Not all of them.
Not all of
them. I probably lost 30 videos, you know what I mean?
Wow.
But the ones that had millions and millions of views, I only got a couple of them back and they don't got it. Only got like a couple million views videos, like probably like 4 or 5 videos that got millions of views now. But
that sucks.
I had some shit. I had like at least 12 videos that had like millions of views. You know what
I mean? That's a fucking nightmare situation for a rapper right there. Like, I don't know if I've ever heard of that happening to anybody else.
Maybe, yeah, but look though.
Maybe once or twice, but.
That shit ain't stopping nothing, man. This shit don't never stop. What I did after that, I made a new channel, shot another 50 videos in less than a year. You know what I'm saying? Re-uploaded some of my old videos, whatever I had. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
I don't really care about all that. People who know New York know what's going on. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And there's more to come.
So when's the last time you talked to Coast to Ghost?
I was locked up. We both was on Rikers Island, like 2023.
But you guys are in good terms? Because there was
we ain't got no problem.
Tension at one point, right?
We don't got no problem.
You got past that?
Sometimes people fall out or have moments, you know? People, bros always, it's never going to just be like we see eye to eye and shit, but we locked in, we good. I'm not saying we, you know what I mean, how it used to be, but I'm saying like we grown and shit, like we locked in, we ain't got no problem and shit.
But you were locked up while he got picked up for this charge that he's down for, right? What was that like, seeing him get hit with such a serious charge?
I know he innocent, so I know he gonna come home.
Oh, really?
He not locked up for nothing. He didn't do that shit. He good.
That's good. Cops are just...
Nah, for real. Like, he just make music, you feel me?
Right.
You know, he got blessed. He ain't no nigga who into shit like that, you know?
Definitely. He tried to, like, remove your GD card at one point. Can anyone do that? Can he do that?
Me? Come on! Me, man. Come on, man. That's some internet shit, man. You can't believe no shit like that. Man.
Okay.
All I do know is, hala solo flesin holo su su ko. That's all I know. You feel me?
What was that? That was a bar right there?
No, that's just what I know.
Right. Okay. What's your relationship with Billionaire Black?
That's bro. I fuck with bro. That's
just my. Was he the root of you having problems with Paparazzi Poe?
Hell no. I actually met him through Poe, like, cause he was already friends with him and shit.
Okay.
You know, of course, I used to be like a person who listened to their music and shit. You know, I fuck with Chicago culture.
Right.
So you know, he linked me in with him and shit, and then you know, that's the guy. So I tapped in with him. We made a couple songs and shit.
Right.
Solid nigga.
Do you feel like, is a GD out here the same as a GD out there? Like, does everybody, like, should they obey by that shit? Or is to you, is that, like, totally foreign? If somebody in Chicago is saying GDK, does that mean anything to you if you see him around here?
I don't know nothing about that gang shit. All I know is this, man. All I know is this. People just do shit for the internet. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about nothing else. All I know is I do belong, how I sell, go. And if it ain't about music and shit, I don't really care about, you know what I'm saying? People just do shit on the internet. Drop signs because they see popular rappers like Dirk and them doing their videos. Mm. So they realize they got some kind of shit going on like that in their city. It's some traditional trending shit. Mm. You don't even be knowing these people they doing it. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's really behind what. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people putting themselves in predicaments. And then, you know, when the belt come out, everybody's scared of their parents. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't feed into shit like that. I just make music, bro.
So I did want to ask this. What are your, I heard you were influenced by like battle rappers. You're influenced by a lot of more like traditional New York rappers. Who do you consider to be your influences from early on?
My influences was like, you know, I'm young. So, I mean, I'm born 93. So I was influenced by Jay-Z, Beanie Sigel, Cassidy, Jadakiss, you feel me? Meek Mill, even the Philly battle rap culture, like the whole Reed Dollars, all of that kind of energy. Gucci Man, my head up when I was young. Like, that's why I get all the Coco Armstrong, Coco, all that kind of shit. You know, then I was young. I used to hustle when I was young. So I had dreams of being the biggest drug dealer as a kid because of Gucci Man. You know what I'm saying? So I know old Gucci. Most of his old songs, I can recite that shit like the Quran, you feel me?
So were you rapping under the Coca Jigga name at one point, or is this just like two names you kind of had at the same time?
Nah, Envy, I got the name Envy. No, that's my initials. Nouveau Vast was my name, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So my childhood friend who died, he named me Envy. I was like, you should rap like that. We used to rap together and shit. So I kept the name Envy.
Uh-huh.
And I always hustled. So my name used to be like Envy Kane or Envy Cocaine when I was young, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then I just left it Envy Kane when I started rapping, traditionally for my mans who died.
The kids don't know how cool it was to rap about coke back in the days. They missed the Young Jeezy era, the Gucci era, the Rick Ross era.
They don't know. They don't know, like, it's a different era. It's like the internet and social media and scamming, whatever people went into is took over. But that kind of rap, that kind of lifestyle was serious. It was like, you know, word.
Now people want to talk about scamming, tricking, and beefing. Facts. And the whole hustling thing. Like, I've had Bronx rappers tell me, like, when they're talking about Brooklyn, and be like, you know, they more on some, like, fly, get money shit. But, like, fly, get money shit is a diss. They're basically saying, like, those dudes be really, like, on some hustling shit. Over here, we're killing each other. And, like, that to them is actually, like, a badge of honor. And that is kind of, like, insanely mind-blowing for me as somebody who's been paying attention to rap for a long time.
I know this. When it comes to New York City, the Bronx is going to always be the mecca of hip-hop and, you know, graffiti, you know, things like that. But Brooklyn is the face of, right now in this time of day, is the face. We're the face of everything. Everybody got their traditional signature shit they did, but like Brooklyn right now, we top dress, top money, original rappers, the loop, the mix up is through Brooklyn. It starts from Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? If you don't agree to that, you're not in the loop, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or,
who's the top rappers from Brooklyn right now? Like who do you feel really has the crown? Do people really talk about that in terms of Brooklyn, or should we even talk about like New York as a whole? Because you can talk about the drill rappers, you can talk about real mainstream rappers. Like when you think about who's the king of Brooklyn, who comes to mind?
The king of Brooklyn will only be Biggie Smalls, man.
Right. But as far as living rappers.
Oh, Jay-Z.
Okay, yeah.
And then, you know, Fab.
Well, that's kind of like a totally different generation. Yeah, even Fab, it's like that's a fucking other generation as well.
But I'm giving you after that, it's like there's no king. It's the generation is renegade after that.
Mm.
The music, like, you know what I mean? It ain't that no more. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it wrong. It's who you look up to, who influence you. But like them is like the Brooklyn, you know, even the Manos and the.
Yeah.
I'm not taking nothing from them, but I'm saying like for me, Jay-Z, Fab, like the two go to. I want to hear what they got to say every time I hear them drop. You know what I'm saying to you? They shit is like the Quran. But Drake is like my biggest influence on music. You know what I'm saying? Like, you I wouldn't rap like this without
what Drake. What is it about Drake?
I don't know. Like the way, the writing, the whole, his whole perspective to music from since I've been a fan. I used to watch him on Degrassi as a kid with my sister and shit, as a little kid.
Do you get so, into, like, different. Do you aspire to be a little bit more introspective, soft? Obviously, a huge percentage of his music is like more R&B, whispering at the hotel.
Nah, I respect all his music, bro. Drake is like, you feel me? When it come to music, it ain't no freaky. Like, Drake is like, you feel me? It's Drake. And like, he show his pen game. He show, he got hits. He broke records. You feel me? For this generation, it's Jay-Z and then Drake. Them is the gatekeepers for music for my ears and my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I feel like right now we're witnessing how powerful Drake's reign is because he really does have like the top 10 other rappers in the game kind of coming at him. And to me, yeah, everybody's enjoying it. Everybody's watching it. Everybody thinks it's dope that Kendrick's going at Drake, but nobody's like taken away from their Drake fandom as a result of
you
this.
Can't.
Like, I think if anything, hit that diss he put out was really f-ing good, and it really showed that this, even this, is not really that much of a challenge to him.
You can't. What are you going to say?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, not to really speak about it, but you know, he gave these dudes hits and all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he a part of their career as well. You know what I'm saying? So you can't bite the hand that feeds you, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that as from a Ross or Kendrick, nobody perspective, but I fuck with all them rappers. But I'm just saying, this is what hip hop needs, like competition.
Yeah.
Like compete, like this is what's missing from hip hop.
And I was telling you off camera before we started that I feel like the mainstream rappers are looking at a lot of the drill rappers and realizing like how powerful it would be for them to harness some of that same energy. But up till this point, they've mostly kept it music, critiquing like where your status is in the game and shit. We're just seeing like tiny little signs that this might get more personal.
Yeah.
Because when you think about like Drake versus Pusha T, Pusha T went straight to the, I'm going to expose your kid and I'm going to expose all this other bullshit.
And that was like his cheap shot, but still, Duppy still, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's Drake. That's my, I'm a Drake fan, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? My pen game and all this shit, like I really study, I see what's going on. Like Drake is a major part of my career musically, you know what I'm saying? So like, I'm watching from all perspectives. It may seem biased because I'm telling you how much I with his music, but right is right, wrong is wrong, you know what I'm saying to you? And my son ain't losing no wins out here musically. I mean, he ain't taking no L's out here musically, you know what I'm saying to you?
Right.
But however, you know, people gonna always try to find a way to tear you down with that. That's that's it, reflect back to my life. Like, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to the drill scene, like, you know, people always put rumors on my name. People always talk shit. People, you can't. I'm solid. I ain't never tell. I ain't got nothing for my name. I go to jail. I go put on. I may go through situations, but I stand tall because I don't sit down when I piss. I'm a stand up nigga. You get me?
Hell yeah.
Word, Adam, bring it in.
I appreciate it, man. That's my son. But so, all right. So how do you, now that you're in this position, like how do you, do you want to like connect with some of the younger generation in order to make music? Are you trying to have your shit just stand on its own? Or like what's the master plan to fully get yourself back to the level that you were kind of at before you got locked up?
Nah, I'm on my way up. Like this shit, are you religious?
No.
All right, well, most people who are religious, they see my story in the Bible, the Quran, whatever. I'm there, like, this shit is written. Right. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, I'm trying to go, not trying, I'm going to go above whatever I did before. That's just regular controversy shit. It's time to just show talent, elevation. Mm. So what I want to do, I want to work with some female rappers, you know what I'm saying to you? I want to work with some young people, you know what I'm saying to you? I want to show people what not to do so they don't make my mistakes, too, because, you know, I learned a lot of shit. Mm. And plus, I want to do more, like go back to the neighborhood and go talk to people like at schools and stuff like that too. I wanna, you know, just try to, even if my word helped, that's what matters to me. You know what I'm saying, bro? I'm just trying to just develop a different kind of method for young people to look at me different and to learn from my mistakes too, musically and streetwise. You know what I'm saying? So musically right now, I'm just focused on myself. I'm trying to do a couple features and shit. I'm working on my tape called Black Rain right now. You feel me? I'm doing features. I just shot 3 videos. Feel me? I'm about to drop all the videos. I dropped one of them, Kill Switch, out right now on YouTube. Feel me? I'm about to shoot another video. I'm going to drop 4 videos. 3 of them I shot already. You feel me? I'm going to drop all of them shit until my project drop. I'm doing features from there. You feel me? I'm just running around. I got a couple labels and shit trying to inquire, but like, I f*** with anybody who coming genuine to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Anybody who's not trying to take advantage of my projects or trying to wish me well, I'm with that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. I just keep everything in the hush, but just pay attention.
It must be crazy for you though to get locked up for that time period and now New York has mad Instagram pages and podcasts and vloggers and streamers, and like the whole culture of it has kind of like evolved so much. There's so many people trying to make content and trying to put attention on anything that's got any kind of motion coming out of the city.
Yeah, word. That shit is crazy. I feel like this shit was needed too. Podcasts and shit give more people opportunity to put entertainment out there. You know what I'm saying? So this shit is really needed. So I was thinking about coming with a podcast or something, but not yet.
No, you might be good at it. Yeah, yeah. Because you actually know about rap. You have like way more real hip hop knowledge than the average drill rapper, you know?
And like, not even just drill. I'm trying to, my whole thing is to break the barrier with this drill rap shit. Like, I want them to see that most of us who make drill music are not just drill rappers.
Right.
We just adapted to that sound for that term. You go watch any of these other rappers too. They got other shit to offer too. You feel me? I don't really listen to like the new school people, but it's like, I see when it comes to like, cause it's generations. So my, the generation before mine was like Bobby Smurda and them. You feel me? Then my generation, like us, Tutu, G's, Gasoline, all those kind of. Then it's the Busy Banks and the 260, 26ARs and all of them. You feel me? Then it's the young bros like Freshie the General, and then my boy Maury Briscoe, all of the young bros, they still keeping it going. Bro, Head Tap from Vanderveer. Like, the young bros is going crazy out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Milo. A couple young bros is, like, still going crazy, but I'm saying, like, it's a new generation. So I don't really listen to none of the new generation, but I feel like the nicest ones is, like, will probably be, have to be, like, Busy and AR for the after my generation. Like, they the ones who got some kind of essence to their music, and you know what I mean? They're not no frogs in the street.
Dude, I'm gonna be real with you. A lot of the classic New York drill that I go back to is Busy Banks. Like, he's got a bunch of songs that, like, there's only certain rappers I can really listen to some shit from 4 or 5 years ago, but he falls into that category for me. He got some real classics.
Yeah, he a young who got a good sound.
Yeah.
AR and them. And I'm speaking because I'm always, my is nice. Like,
right.
Or from anybody on my side is talented. But I'm just being like honest. Like, you feel me? Like, they both got good sounds. But after that, I can't really listen to these niggas. They're not relatable. When you're not standing on what you're saying, mm-hmm. or when you don't got, you need three things: a gimmick, credibility, and a cosign for you to really be who you are as an artist. I feel like this is my opinion.
That's some, really interesting. To some break people it down got two. To those three things.
Some people got two. Some people, like for example, look at King Von. King Von is somebody who he don't need a gimmick.
Right.
He got street credibility. He got a cosign. Dirk already OTF, so it's not going to be hard for him to grow street credibility. He's from the street. He did something in the street for the street. You know what I'm saying?
But he has the ultimate thing that was like impossible to replicate unless you really want to go out and do crazy shit for a very large chunk of your life.
I'm going to give it to you. 22Gs.
Yeah.
Street credibility. Mm-hmm. He went to jail for murder. He beat a murder. They're going to believe whatever he said because he's not lying. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he got a cosign. Kodak Black.
Right.
He got a gimmick, a dance. He's going to be a big artist forever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like that. So a person like me, I ain't got no gimmick. I got street credibility. I don't need a cosign. You know what I'm saying to you? Like, you always got one or two or three people. You got to have two. You know what I'm saying to you? So with shit like this going on where it's like, these artists don't be having it nowadays. They just got a gimmick, a dance, no cosign, and they don't got no real street credibility. So they're not really going. But the ones who do, like a K-Flop, you believe him. You know he's not lying about something.
He proved it.
No, I don't believe he did it. I think he's innocent. You heard?
Right.
I don't think he did it. You know what I'm saying to you? They just accusing him of shit because they see him winning. You know? But I'm just saying, like, they believe him, though. You get it? They see he's outside. So if you don't got these things, you're not going to grow. That's what these drill artists need to understand. Make good music and have a strategy with your music. Not just drill rappers, but any rappers. Have a strategy with your music when you want to come up and know what you're doing. Don't just jump out the window because you could mess your career up like that, too, because they want you to crash out. You'd be like, oh, shit, yo, man, we... Oh, he just shot somebody board there. He on bail for that. Yo, what is his new song? That's what he wants. It's controversy.
Yeah. You could be a legend real quick for that. But it's not going to be anything good that comes along with it. Yeah.
Word. The biggest artist in this world did time before or got some kind of flow to them like that.
Mm.
From not like the biggest artist like the Drake. I'm saying like the Gucci Man.
Right.
The Pooh Shiesties.
Yeah.
All these people done did some kind of time, had some kind of street flow that they had to learn from and then elevate. You know
what I'm saying? Pooh Shiesty is going to have the same challenge that you're kind of on right now, where he is going to, I hear he's doing like 5 years.
Yeah.
He's going to come home at some point and have to like remind people like, yo, this is who I am and what I was doing beforehand or whatever. And it's like, obviously he had like giant fucking hits and the hip hop media will hype him up more. Do you feel like the drill community and the online New York rap community is doing enough to kind of acknowledge that you're back and doing your thing? Or is it kind of like they were paying attention to you when it was a bunch of drama and bullshit, but they're not necessarily going to mention the fact that you're out putting out new music?
You know what it is? I won't say blackball, but I would say like people who the industry agree with from New York, since they feel like we don't agree with them in the street, we get less support. So that actually motivates me and pushes me to. That's why I got so much videos, so much shit to show you can't stop, man. Shit don't never stop. If it stops, we're going to keep it going, you are. But boom, at the same time, the support is going to be there organically for me because it's like I got a core fan base, regardless of what. I'm getting fan letters, you know what I'm saying? The best thing about me, I always stay independent. Now I got labels involved. Now I got shit going on. Now it's like, all right. But before I was into that, I wanted to show the world I could prove it to myself. So me being home now, people support me, but it's organic. It's going to be all the people that came up, all the blogs, pages. Now the, I'm trying to, that's already there. The credibility I got, like the streets going to fuck with me, the internet fuck with me. It's time to go to another level now. It's time to go from my man Mel's TV to Dre O, Zach TV, No Jumper. You get what I'm saying?
Let's go.
Big three.
So you did a Dre O interview years back?
Yeah, I got a Dre O.
Shout out to her. She's great.
Shout out to Dre O.
She's a legend. Yo, I can't help but want to ask because I noticed that you ran into a little situation while you were locked up.
Yeah.
Tell these kids why they need to stay out of prison.
Prison a dangerous place, you feel me?
Right.
Whatever you got going on the street, it eventually catch up to you. This ain't come from nothing I had going on the streets. This happened to me when I was sleeping in jail. Somebody snuck me in my sleep, but it's not no enemy or no rival.
Really?
It's somebody from another part of New York that I don't know, the person, none of that, but they're not from where I'm from. They just did it on some clout shit. Oh, this Envy King, I can get a name. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
So I'm shit like no rival shit.
What you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because like, people want to connect. So it's like, they want it to be an ABG Neil Goon that did it.
Hell no, man. Hell no.
Nah?
Nah, hell no. Not no Neil Murphy. There's a guy named Neil Murphy. You think of... Nah, I'm just talking about. But nah, I'm saying like, that happened in my sleeping shit. So like, I could live with that. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, after all the things I did in my life, man, if that's...
That's the worst
thing. I could live with that, man.
Yeah.
It don't change nothing for me, you know? The ladies still love me. It probably complimented my image, if you ask me.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good look. It adds, like, an element of danger. Yeah, Mano. Mano getting hella hoes.
Yeah, Mano official.
Or used to, at least.
I don't know.
I don't know what he's doing now, but for sure. All right. Anybody you want to thank? Anything we need to know about? Shit you got coming?
Yeah, I got a tape coming. Black Rain about to drop. For me, I got a lot of features, a lot of songs, a lot of shit. I'm about to get back on my bullshit just to show you guys. This is my city. Like, New York City's back. The real top op, Envy King, Coco Jigga. I'm back around. You feel me? Team Logan, Forever Situated, bro. Free Larry Hoover.
Mm.
Facts.
That way. Hey, I appreciate you, man. I'm glad we finally got to connect. I'm a fan of the music. Definitely, I want to keep checking for all the new shit you got going. If you end up in LA, you got to do any label shit out there, make sure you let me know.
Next month, I think.
Next month? Let me know, man. Let's check in. You and Paparazzi Poe, we can do a podcast together.
I said that with Poe.
No, you do it?
No.
I have big security in the room. It'll be all right.
You good.
We're going to frisk him.
I ain't got a problem.
We'll strip search him. You'll be good. No?
Great. I'm situated everywhere I go.
All right. Appreciate you, dude. All right, bro.